It's a resolution that supports energy development in Northwest Colorado in an environmentally responsible manner and supports regulations that will encourage that development.
That's Bonnie Peterson, Executive Director of Associated Governments of Northwest Colorado. She's talking about Resolution 19-1, a position statement that the AGNC Board adopted earlier this year.
The resolution is really related specifically to Senate Bill 181.
She told KDNK that natural gas has been a significant economic driver for Northwest Colorado and that AGNC members are worried that SB 181 will change all that.
There are concerns that 181 is going to continue to put pressure on that industry and make it more difficult for local governments to work in terms of developing that resource.
The AGNC is a lobbying group made up of 23 local governments across seven counties. Garfield County Commissioner Mike Sampson served as AGNC chair from 2014 to 2017. The county signed on to Resolution 19-1 earlier this month. Sampson told KDNK that the resolution also covers mining and agriculture.
We've had people come before us concerned about the federal and state governments controlling and trying to keep, and I know there's national forces on this too, animals off the forest for grazing. We've got to keep sheep or cattle away from these areas that have traditionally always been permitted because of sage grouse, endangered species or threatened species, and so on.
He added that natural gas has greatly benefited Garfield County, and he's worried about the impacts of SB 181.
So when you get a new administration in here and it starts changing all the rules, we're concerned, and we want to be a part of that. And what I'm pushing, and I think the other commissioners are pushing, as well as other commissioners in these counties, to have a seat at the table and say, what may work in Boulder County or Denver or Arapahoe or Adams or La Plata, wherever it is, may not work for us here.
Doug Monger is a longtime Rout County Commissioner and member of the AGNC. Despite his allegiance to the values of the AGNC, he did not sign on to Resolution 19-1. First, he said he didn't have the authority to sign anything without discussing it with fellow commissioners.
So the number two reason why I didn't sign on to the resolution was that we're just throwing more gas on the fire here between the liberal left and the conservative right. To me, the resolution didn't have things in there that we could really stand by and that we could really say we're going to change, other than the fact that we were upset with the 2019 state legislature and the Colorado politics.
The AGNC resolution is not the only step Garfield County is taking to circle the wagons against SB 181 and a perceived threat to the Western way of life. Mike Sampson and Garfield County Oil and Gas Liaison Kirby Wynn have also been traveling the region, stumping for the Western Local Governments Coalition. At a July Rifle City Council meeting, Wynn promoted the WLGC as a mouthpiece for the West Slope governments during upcoming SB 181 rulemaking hearings.
If you join us, Garfield County would intend to carry the burden and do all the work, as it were. The key thing is that when we go to the state and we have the voice of 15, 20 local governments, county and municipal, it gives us a much stronger voice to be able to advocate for what we need for our area.
The city of Rifle recently joined the WLGC. Mike Sampson says being a part of all these groups has a purpose.
The more exposure that you can get in getting your ideas across to people, that's good. It draws in more people and organizations so that you have a united front.
Emily Hornback, director of the Western Colorado Alliance, a citizens' advocacy group, told KDNK at a recent Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission hearing in Glenwood Springs that Garfield County's approach does not represent all of the Western Slope.
There are other local elected officials, some who spoke here today, and a lot of individuals who do not want to see the Piance Basin split off from the rest of the state when it comes to the protections being offered by SB 181 in the rulemaking process.
Hornback added that the Garfield County commissioners cannot be trusted with oil and gas decisions.
They were approving 24 natural gas wells within 500 feet of seven homes in Battlement Mesa, which is against state rules. They allow wastewater pits to be a use by right. They rezoned a neighborhood section of Battlement Mesa to allow a toxic wastewater injection well within the community. So if that is what Garfield County is saying is good oil and gas decision making at a local level, and that's what Piance Basin rules should look like, you know, the folks who live with those wells and those waste pits next to their homes tend to disagree.
Garfield County commissioners have said that SB 181 will lead to a natural gas recession on the West Slope, but Hornback disagrees.
If you actually look at the numbers, you know, that recession has been coming for a number of years, and it has nothing to do with SB 181. In fact, it was already happening, and that's why a lot of the bigger companies have been selling and pulling out of the Piance Basin, just because the economics of natural gas has changed.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.